This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new steakhouse opens in Malvern.
We didn't want it to be too serious. And Justin one day, he's like, it should be like something like Joey Chops. And we laughed and laughed about it. And it just stuck. And we kept with it. And then we're like, it's just going to be Joey Chops.
Keep it here for steak seasoning tips, plus some interesting tidbits about the history of the building.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Malvern, Pennsylvania at 245 Lancaster Avenue. It's the site of the brand new Joey Chop Steaks and Seafood, and I'm with co-owner Joe Monick. He and Justin Weathers, the two of them are Stove & Co. Restaurant Group, and we are at the opening of this new steak and seafood restaurant. So why did you want to do a restaurant like this?
I think it really rounded out our portfolio, and more importantly, there was a need for it in the area. And Justin and I have always talked about doing like a really fun plan of a steakhouse, doing seafood, doing really good cuts of meat, and it just kind of dawned on us to do it. We had the opportunity, we had the space, and I feel like the community really wanted it.
It's not that far from Philadelphia. I know people might be hearing Malvern. It's like half an hour, maybe 35 out of the city.
Yeah, 35 minutes. It's Western Main Line, maybe technically not the main line, but we're right on Lancaster Avenue. I mean, the R5 takes you right here to Malvern. It is right near the Great Valley Corporate Complex. We're right near Valley Forge Park. We're close to Exton, Chester Springs, 202. It's really accessible.
So you're Joe Monick, and the place is called Joey Chops. Joey Chops.
Yeah.
So where does the name come from?
Well, it initially was kind of a funny joke between Justin and I. It was a project name, and we always felt that like fun, casual steakhouses always had a funny roll-off-your-tongue name, always had a name of somebody that ends with a Y and his steakhouse and kind of a boisterous kind of name, you know? There's Eddie V's, there's Jimmy P's, and so Justin...
Joey Chop.
Yeah, so Justin and I are talking like, you know, we didn't want it to be too serious. And Justin one day, he's like, it should be like something like Joey Chops. And we laughed and laughed about it, and it just stuck, and we kept with it. And then we're like, it's just going to be Joey Chops.
So how long were you planning this?
For over a year now, about 14 months.
So you were calling the restaurant Joey Chops for that long as like a placeholder?
Yeah, exactly. It was our project name, and it just stuck.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go through the restaurant. Tell us about what's special on the menu. Obviously, it's a basic steakhouse menu.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of your cuts.
Well, you know, the cuts that we serve here, it's all Creekstone beef. It is all really high-end wet-age cuts, and anything with a bone in it is going to be dry-aged. Some of the highlights on the menu is our bone-in dry-age ribeye or cowboy steak, or our bone-in... Kansas City strip loin. Those are outstanding, amazing. They have great flavor, super tender from the aging process. But then we have some neat cuts on the menu as well. West Home Wagyu from Australia, we're using a sirloin. It eats like a filet, so we call it filet cut. And it really is soft and tender, and it's approachable in price. We do a butcher's cut, so we're doing a commodity-based cut. Right now we're using bavette, which is a sirloin flap. It is known as steak frites in France. It's really great. It's approachable. And it gives us to have a steak in the low 30s. It makes it more approachable for people that don't want to come in and spend $50, $60, $70, $80 on a steak. And so for us, we really feel it rounds out our portfolio because all of our other restaurants are really casual. This is a big step into more fine dining, but we're still approachable price-wise. Someone can come in and get an approachable steak, or someone come in and get a tomahawk ribeye.
That's the showpiece.
That is the showpiece. You want to come with four people, you want to show off, you want a big steak, all to share. It's a lot of fun.
Tell me about how they're seasoned.
Well, the key to good beef is, one, lots of salt and pepper. You know, the bigger the cut, the more salt, the more pepper. We use a classic steakhouse broiler to cook all the meats. We rest them in butter. I'm sorry, everyone. It's a lot of fat on fat. But what that does, it absorbs into the meat, adds it tender, takes away the bitterness from the 1800 degree direct heat that it goes on. A long rest time, sliced really nicely, cooked to perfection. I think that's just the key to a good steak.
And at a steakhouse, you really want to just showcase that steak.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about the center of the plate, right? So, you know, there's not a lot else going on with the plate unless you're going to get a side addition to eat with it. So you got to do it kind of right, right? So it's all about the center of the plate. It's a high quality product. You know, I'm sitting here trying to teach all my guys right now how to do it the way I want to do it. And hopefully it trickles down and instills and for the next 10 years of this restaurant.
When you say try to do it the way I want to do it, what do you mean? Is it like the cut, the presentation, the way you cook it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a process, right? So I think to go into it, it's a labor of love, right? It's how much you season it, it's how you cook it, it's how you rest it, it's how you treat it, how you flash it, and how you serve it, right? So it might be a simple process, so to speak, but you don't want to rush it. And you want to do it right, because when you're spending that kind of money on a steak, you have to cook it properly and you have to rest it properly, and it has to be seasoned. No one wants a unseasoned steak unless they can't have or don't want salt. So it has to be seasoned well, it has to be cooked well, and it has to be presented well.
And you have to take that first bite and go, oh yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's that first bite's amazing.
Right.
So it's when it comes, nothing more disappointing to go and have a steak that's overcooked, you know, and it's not seasoned, and so on and so forth. And again, you know, it's just something that we're striding for good. But it's not just about the steak here either. We have really amazing entrees. We have amazing raw bar shellfish. We have great salads. We have great starters. It's a great place to bring a group of people, great place for a date night. And we really enjoy families here. We have a kids menu. We really want everyone in the community to be able to enjoy it, from people that are younger to the people that are older to the people that are business people to our parents and beyond.
Where are you getting your oysters from?
So the oysters right now that we're getting is from Prince Edward Island. We're going to be generally serving 2 to 3 different oysters since we're open new. We're just using 2 right now. I'm using 2 East Coast oysters, blackberry from Prince Edward Island, and the other one is blanking my name, but another one from Prince Edward Island. Different oysters, though. One is a big cup oyster. One is a small cocktail oysters. One is a little salinity and kind of mild and sweet. The other one is creamy and a lot more briny. Outstanding kind of contrast of oysters. We will get some West Coast oysters. It just kind of depends on what's in season and the kind. West Coast are a little more finicky, and we're a little far away from the West Coast. So, you know, when the good ones come in, I'll grab them.
What's your must-have side when you go to a steakhouse?
I mean, you got to have cream spinach. I always think that's always what I get. It's my go-to. Ours is fantastic, but we have amazing sides. Otherwise, our crab fried rice is absolutely delicious. Our lobster mac and cheese is really special. I do it in a Thermidor style sauce, almost like a Newberg. So it's got a little punch of brandy and smoked paprika in it with lobster meat and cheddar cheese. Real gluttonous. Really just something you want to eat and go home and maybe lay down for a couple hours. But that's what it's about.
That's steakhouse, right? You always want to go to bed after that.
No,
right?
You want to go to bed, have a big bottle of water next to your bed. You're going to be dehydrated from all the salts and stuff. But that's a steakhouse. It's never like a place where you go and have a very light meal. But if you want to, we have those options as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into desserts, tell me about the building, the location.
So the restaurant was mine before. It was Stove and Tap. Now, we switched concept. It was actually a kind of, it was a casualty of the pandemic. And not that it was a casualty by any means, but This area, before we opened, was really fueled by Vanguard, which has 30,000 employees that work there every day. And since the pandemic, they're all pretty much at home. They work from home for the most of it. They come in 3 days a week. And we were really a big lunch spot.
Right. So, none of those business lunches anymore?
Yeah, no more business lunches. They only come in a couple days a week. And it just kind of died out. Whereas our locations in Westchester and Lansdale, actually that business grew tremendously. And we're so close and we're sitting here. Well, like, you know, what else? And then at the same time, a lot of different casual restaurants open up in the community. So all of a sudden, every restaurant in the community is competing against burgers and wings. And so that's when Justin and I decided to kind of fill a niche that needed in the community. That's corporate dining. There's no steakhouses. There's big national brand steakhouses. There's a Longhorn, an Outback, and so on and so forth. But we wanted to do something that people from Great Valley Corporate Centers, families, Malvern, Valley Forge, Paoli, Chester Springs, can come in and dine. Plenty of places to get food to eat, but nowhere to dine. And so that was kind of our motivation. So this was Stove and Tap and already had Americana feel to it. So we didn't have to do much. We made it softer. We brought in softer seats, white tablecloths, new china glass and silver. We redid the bar. We're redoing the outdoor patio. We enclosed it, draperies, softened it up, and it's really cool. Actually, I grew up down the street from here when I was a kid. This was a movie theater. So what you don't realize when you look up, it's 10-foot ceilings. It actually goes 30 feet up. And they used to play Rocky Horror Picture Show on repeat when I was a kid. So I used to come here in like middle school and watch Rocky Horror Picture Show on a Friday night for like my whole like middle school time with all my friends. And then when I walked through the space before pandemic in 2018 or 17, I was like, I've been here before. Oh my God. I used to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show. So it was like,
So if you go above these panels in the roof, it's 30 feet high?
Yeah, you have another 25 feet above here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why didn't you want that space?
Oh, that's a lot of space to manage. And not to mention the guts of the building are up there. We have all the HVAC, fire suppression. It's not the prettiest sight in the world. And when you have 30 feet up, I mean, it's just...
So where we're standing, this is like they had seats in the movie theater.
Yeah, and actually they had to pour cement to level the building because it was pitched down just like a movie theater, right? So they had to put, you know, tons and tons and tons of dirt and cement to level the building before they turned into a Carrabba's back in the 90s. And this was a Carrabba's before I took it over. It was closed for a couple of years, but...
Wow, you have a lot of history with this building.
Yeah, I walked in and I definitely, like, was laughing. I wanted to do, like, a Rocky Horror Picture Show, like, corner just to, like, give it its, like, that moment in time. But everyone looked at me like I was crazy, so I just left it alone. But
Steakhouse is good. Yeah. It's a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, do they even do that anymore? I mean, the pandemic took a lot of businesses out. I think, you know, movie theaters, unfortunately, had to, like, go a different way with, like, renting theaters out and stuff. But, like, it's a good memory.
There's a lot of collateral damage because of the pandemic. Restaurants are one of them. And I believe that we are... I do believe that Justin and I got on the other side of the pandemic and we did really well through it. We navigated, we pivoted, we made really smart business decisions and we kept our head above water.
So you have to like think about, okay, people aren't coming for lunch. We need to make it into dinner. How can we bring them here?
Yeah, well, that was kind of it. And so we knew that we wanted a place to go dine. And so we knew lunch was kind of a thing that wasn't existing around here. And now you have PJ's up the street, you have Chickie and Pete's, you have Sly Fox, you know, you have all these places that are places to get a burger and wings and a quick lunch and a beer. And we just kind of wanted to get away from that and try something new. And I love a good steakhouse, and so does Justin. And who doesn't, right? And so we've had a lot of fun with it. We think the space is beautiful. We love the menu. The wine list is great. The beverage list is great. We have an amazing general manager, and I have an outstanding team around me.
Who's doing your desserts, and what is your favorite?
I am doing my desserts right now. So we're starting small. And the reason is because we're just building upon it. So we want to do things in like controlled atmosphere ways. Eventually we're going to grow upon it. So we're doing three great things right now. I think the best thing is that we're doing a cheesecake cart. It rolls up on a Gherardon. We have cheesecake that we bake in house. All the different kind of spreads that we go, you get to pick what you want, right? Is it whipped cream? Is it lemon curd? Is it raspberry jam? Is it strawberry jam? You pick your poison. The server plates it for you and you can get your classic steakhouse, New York style cheesecake. Amazing. Otherwise, Otherwise, we have a
tableside.
And tableside. Otherwise, we have a chocolate fudge cake. We have creme brulee. Everything is made in house. But we're gonna expand upon that in the coming weeks. We're just trying to get our sea legs underneath us.
So this is restaurant number
6, and we have a bar too. So
where can people find more information about Joey Chops and about your other restaurants?
Well, you can just go to stoveandco.com. That's our whole portfolio that will go there. But you can check out all of our restaurants, Chester County, Montgomery County, Stove and Tap Brand, Revival Pizza Pub, Al Pastor, Joey Chops, Good, Bad, the Ugly, and Westchester is our bar. Community-based restaurant group, really digging our heels into the communities and really building a great thing around us with the people in the communities. It's been outstanding.
Well, congratulations on your opening.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in.
Joe Monick is co-owner of Stove & Co. Restaurant Group with Justin Weathers. And Joey Chops Steaks & Seafood is now open at 245 Lancaster Avenue in Malvern, Pennsylvania. I hope it does really, really well for you.
Oh, I'm having a blast. I know, Will. I'm so happy.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.